Warning, the following podcast has outdated attitudes, language, and cultural depictions which may cause offense today. This podcast is also the sole opinion of just one person, and that person is me. So, if you happen to get offended easily, sorry, suck it up and enjoy life anyway.
What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me? No! Son of a bitch!
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another great podcast episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe. Stick around today because we're going to have a great show and a great frickin' time. I'll discuss shit from my daily life and my past just for laughs and see if you can relate. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast to get the latest episodes right to your phone or tablet. So, without further ado, let's get this show on the road. Stick around. It's going to be a crazy good time. Damn right, crazy, crazy, crazy good time. Hey, everybody, it's Cracker Joe here. How's it going? It's been a minute. I know, I understand that, and I apologize. I will make an episode regarding what's been going on in my life and a little bit more about me coming up down the road. That way you can get an idea as to who the fuck Cracker Joe is. But for now, today we're going to talk about that damn COVID shit. Yep, that damn COVID. I mean, in Iowa, there's no mandate to wear a mask, yet I see people wearing these masks even when they're about by themselves. Whether they're in a car, on a bike, or walking down the side of the road, you people are fucking retarded. Wearing a mask all by yourself, all by your lonesome, when you're out there walking around, you're an idiot. Just want to point that out to you. Dumbass. Yeah. Anyway, all you people are is a bunch of scared little fucking sheep. You know, doing what you're told, put your mask on, walk around with your mask on, wear your mask when you're going shopping, when you're going to the store, wear your mask when you're all in the car, when you're around people, stay 6 feet apart, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. Are you kidding me? COVID. Whatever. You know, I mean, I understand fearing the unknown, but Jesus, people, really? You don't even fucking wear a mask in the wintertime when there's the flu season going around, you jackasses. But you want to wear a fucking mask because somebody says, oh, put a mask on, it's going to protect you from getting sick. Motherfucker, I ain't never seen a piece of paper protect anybody from nothing. Unless you sign a contract. Dumbass. You know, I mean, none of y'all motherfuckers wear a mask during the flu season. So why are you going to wear it during COVID? In the COVID, because you're told to? Hell, you're told to go to the speed limit and you break those rules. You're told to stop at the stop sign. You don't do that. You're told not to talk on the phone or play with your phone while you're driving, but you fucking morons are still playing with your phone while driving. And you piss people like me off because I can't stand it when motherfuckers are getting in my way because they're playing on their damn phone. Sons of bitches, I'm going to run you over. Don't think I won't do it. I will crush you with my GMC. It's coming down to that. I already went up the curb today, going to the store and stopping over at buddy's house. This bitch was in my way, talking on her fucking phone. You know, 10 feet from the fucking sidewalk, from the walkway at the light. So, you know, you're not going to trigger the light when you sit that far back. And you certainly ain't going to give a motherfucker like me enough room to turn the corner because you're back so far. So I went up the curb. I don't give a shit. Just like when I walk into Walmart, every time they go, do you need a mask? I give them the same answer. Nope, I'm good. Keep walking. They don't say nothing. They don't come up to me and say, hey, you need to wear a mask before you check out. You need to wear a mask to be in the store, blah, blah, blah. Dollar General don't tell me. Quick Star don't tell me. Casey's don't tell me. And then I went to Best Buy. You sons of bitches. That fat fucking manager over there, son of a bitch, he snapped because I wasn't wearing a mask and I was standing in line holding a microphone, this one here that I'm using now, actually. And what'd the son of a bitch do? As he's running past me to go help another customer, you need to put your mask on before you check out. Fuck you. That's what I said. Everybody in that store, half the people in that store at least know me by name because I'm in there so much. And your fat ass wants to run past me like I'm some piece of shit deadbeat spending $2 in that fucking store? You son of a bitch. I'm an elite member. I've been an elite member for over 5 years. That means I'm spending X amount of dollars every year to maintain that elite membership to get your deals and discounts and all that other fancy shit that you send my way. And you want to fucking yell at me because I'm not wearing a mask? You fat fuck. Whew. I'm ready to kick somebody's ass over that bullshit. And he's going to be the one, I'm telling you. You know, it makes no goddamn sense. Wear a mask. It forced me to wear a mask inside a store when it's not even forced to wear it in the state of Iowa. You moron. I won't shop at your fucking store no more. I'll go somewhere else. I got no problem spending my money somewhere else. You want to be a dick? Fine. I won't come there no more. I used to work in that store as a third-party vendor. That's how so many people know me there. And me shopping there all the time, they know me. And you want to treat me like I'm a piece of shit customer, like I never shop in that place, like I never spend enough money in that place, you son of a bitch. I'd slap you. Your mom needs to be smacked. She didn't raise you right, obviously. That's not my problem. Not anymore. Because fuck you is what I say, motherfucker. Aww. I mean, if you're out in a car by yourself, riding a bicycle or walking down the street and you wear a mask, I'm to the point now where I'm ready to just run your stupid ass over with my truck. I mean, if you were that scared to catch a virus, to catch a cold, you probably shouldn't even be outside. Call your groceries in. Go to Walmart.com, go to Hy-Vee.com, order your fucking groceries online and have them delivered to you. Don't even leave your house if you're that fucking stupid and you're that fucking scared. Please, don't leave the house.
Nice kid, but a little dumb.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you sons of bitches. I mean, you're polite people. You're just not all the way upstairs. The elevator has not reached the top floor. It doesn't reach the top floor, and that light bulb is dimmer than shit, let me tell you. It sucks. But what you gonna do? You know, with all this COVID shit going around, you know, people losing their jobs and companies are going to working at home and working from home and what have you, whatnot. The government is just enjoying it. Because did you know that you can't, if you're working from home by your employer and you're still a W-2, you can't write shit off from your house. If you are not a W-2, if you're a contractor, you can write off everything from your most everything in your house as home office use. But I don't believe you can if you're a W-2. And that really puts a damper on the people that are working from home who look for that extra tax break and can't get it now. You know, it's bullshit. The companies can still take their deductions, but you don't get to do shit. And that's bogus. And the government just sitting back and laughing about it. Biden. Yeah, right. He can't figure out how to laugh. That stupid fuck. He's so old, he don't know what he's doing. He can't even talk half the time. I mean, even during his campaign trail, he was... Yep. And I ain't making fun of the retarded. No, I'm just making fun of Biden being retarded, because he is. So, if you don't like it,
shut up!
That's all I got to say about that. I mean, don't be a...
You idiot.
Yeah, you idiot.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon. Ain't I a stinker?
I'm always a stinker. Fuckers. So anyway... Yeah, this COVID crap's got me pissed. It's got me irritated, irritable, run down, washed up, that sort of thing. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing the commercials, people wearing masks. I'm sick of watching TV shows, them wearing masks. I'm sick of being out in public and people wearing masks. it's not doing you any good unless you're wearing a fucking respirator type mask. Other than that, it ain't going to do you a damn bit of good protecting you from an airborne virus. Then you got these people that take these, what do they have that? It's the vaccines. You dumbasses. Y'all going to turn into some zombies in the next 10 years, I'll tell you that much. They're already recalled one of them. A friend of mine who works in Independence, she took the one-shot wonder, and the one-shot wonder is being recalled. Now, how the fuck are you going to recall that from somebody's body? You can't. You can't recall it from somebody's body, so what are you going to do about it? How are you going to get it out of their system? You can't. So you people that took that one-shot wonder virus, you fucked. Whatever reason they're recalling it, it's on you now. You're screwed. You know what I'm saying? All I got to say is it's...
No, 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 you're doing it all wrong.
You did it all wrong. Why would you go get a vaccine for something that they don't even have a cure for yet? They don't have a full vaccination for it yet, 100%, that prevents you from getting it, because people who are on the vaccine have still gotten sick. And if they've still gotten the COVID by being on the vaccine... Apparently, the vaccine never worked, didn't work. So what the hell are they using? What are they doing? They're injecting you with a medication to turn you zombification-wise down the road. You're going to be screwed. You're going to be fucked. You know what I'm saying?
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding at all. I'm being dead-ass serious. This is for real shit here. I Am Legend. Watch that movie. If you haven't seen the movie I Am Legend and you got your vaccination for this fucking COVID, you need to watch that movie because you're part of what the I Am Legend is about. Okay? Fucking weirdos.
That boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
But what can you do about it? Nothing. All you can do is beat him down, smack him around, and hope for the best. Anyway, you know, this is usually where I come in and I would share a positive experience with this COVID, but I guess the only positive thing I can think of people wearing masks and not being able to recognize them is you can't look at their ugly ass faces either. Their buck teeth covered up, their pimply faces covered up, their big blister on their big top lip is fucking covered up. You don't have to see any of them ugly sons of bitches. And that works for me. Because all I got to say is...
Go away, boy. You bother me.
Yeah, absolutely. Go away. Get out of my face with that fucking mask. Stay the hell away from me. Go jump off a cliff if you need to. I don't care what you do. Just don't do it around me. I don't want to catch it. I'm not going to catch it. I'm not worried about catching it. So... Being that I'm not worried about catching it, I'm not going to wear a mask. Somebody tells me to wear a mask again before I check out, I'm going to drop what I have in my basket. I'm going to walk out the store, and I'm going to go home, and I'm going to find every fucking item I bought from that store that's eligible for a return, and I'm going to bring it back with the receipt and shove it up your ass. So don't ever tell me to wear a mask again. That's all I got to say. Bitch. So, with that being said, it's time to move on to the next segment.
What the fuck
is what I'm talking about? Here's my what the fuck moment, okay? A few weeks back, about a month ago, I ended up having a syncope episode that I suffer from, and I fell backwards onto my entertainment stand. Now, my steel and glass entertainment stand... It's pretty hard. It cracked my dome open. So I had to have some staples put in my head. Now, a week later, I go back to get these staples out from the emergency room. And I walk into the local area hospital, ER. And they have two nurses sitting there, elbow to elbow, taking people's temperatures and asking about symptoms before entering the ER. What the fuck? What are you going to do? You're going to not admit me into the ER because I have a temperature or because I have a cough? If you're going to let me in the yard anyway, why are you even bothering with my temperature? It ain't your fucking business. It's the nurse's business in the ER when they come deal with me. Not yours. You know, and if you're that concerned about people with the COVID, you guys wouldn't be sitting side by side. Where's the 6 feet distance between you? There isn't any. You guys were elbow to elbow. You know, you can't refuse service to somebody in the ER, especially if they have a temperature or have symptoms. They're going to need to be seen. So why are you bothering the patients? Now, I understand coworkers and visitors, but not a patient. Fuck that. That's bullshit. That ain't your job. You know, they're not. You're not putting that in my chart, so you don't need to know what my temperature is. You don't need to know what my symptoms are. It's none of your fucking business is what I got to say. Now, I'm sitting around there in that waiting room for 45 minutes, and there's a couple other people that were there before me that are still sitting there, and one after me that's sitting there, and I'm looking at the lady behind the counter, and I asked her, is everybody at lunch? She said, no, we don't take a lunch, not in the ER. Yet, for the last 45 minutes, I've done nothing but watch fucking food go back to the ER left and right. Now, if you fuckers don't take a lunch break, what's all the food for? For one. Two, if you don't take a lunch break, why the fuck are we still sitting out here for 45 minutes, close to an hour for a couple of people, if you guys aren't eating back there? What the fuck are you guys doing then? So I got pissed and I got up. I left. I called my doctor. And I said, hey, doc, can you pull these tables out? Covenant ER is being stupid. Yeah, I can do it. I went in the next day, yanked them all out. Now, from the time I got to my doctor's office, checked in, sat down, got called back, pulled up my staples, and I left the building all in less than 45 minutes. Now, I sat in a waiting room for 45 fucking minutes at the ER waiting to just have somebody pull them out. I didn't need to be checked in. I didn't need my temperature taken. I didn't need to be hooked up to an EKG, an ECG. I didn't need to have no wires connected. I didn't need to have no plugs connected. I didn't need to have no scans of my head no more. All you had to do was take these fancy little scissors and pull out these three fucking staples. And you want to make me wait around for 45 minutes after telling me on the phone, yeah, come on down. We'll get them out. You'll be in and out in a few minutes. You lying sons of bitches. So I went to my doctor, and my doctor took care of it. And that was it. Covenant, Mercy One, whatever you want to call yourself now, kiss my ass. Y'all stupid. Y'all extremely stupid. So, with that being said, I am down to the end of my episode of COVID, the COVID shit, that COVID shit. What the fuck's this shit? I hate that COVID crap. Anyway, now that you know that I'm bitching about the COVID, now you know my opinion on the COVID. I think it's all a government scandal worldwide. Yes, that can happen. And time to let you go. But I tell you what, I am going to get another episode up this week. And then I'll have another one up by this weekend, and I will get my About Me going this weekend. So this weekend, take a look at episode 9 when it comes out. It's going to be all about me. It's going to let you know who Cracker Joe is and what Cracker Joe's about. Yeah. Cracker Joe's cracking. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right. I'm out, bitches.
Alrighty, people, let's not forget that your comments and suggestions are pleasingly welcomed, and they are what keep me going and motivated. You can leave a review on my website at www.timeforcrazy.fun or any of your favorite podcast listening platforms. Feel free to like, subscribe, or follow my podcast for more great episodes, no matter how you listen, Apple, Google, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube, and many others. Drop me an email at hostcj@timeforcrazy.fun or visit me on the web at www.timeforcrazy.fun. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to swing back next time for another great episode of Time for Crazy. I am your host, Cracker Joe, reminding you to keep it real and keep it crazy.
All right, folks, we have come to the conclusion of another wild episode of Time for Crazy. Thanks for sticking around, and don't forget to subscribe to my channel to get the latest episodes right to your phone, tablet, or your PC. Stop back next week for more crazy fun on Time for Crazy with your host, Cracker Joe. Have a wonderful week, and remember,
stay crazy, my friends.